wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's the Christmas spirit.
AM 1460 WVOX.
5:30 on WVOX 1460 AM, your great community radio station in Lower Westchester, covering all sorts of places, generally Northern Metro, New York City. I do want to get to the ongoing issues we've raised in the show, and there are other calls. But Bruce, any final words?
So Jose paints my car, right?
Yeah.
And I give him cash. Oh, he can't take cash. Well, I'll write you a check. I can't take a check. Why not? I don't have a bank account. I don't have a Social Security number. I have no way to pay for my food. I have no way to pay for my rent because we have no cash, and I can't get a bank account because I'm illegal, and the bank won't take me.
Yep.
Because we have all these rules about money laundering and checking and knowing where money comes from, and we're going to have 30 million people in this country that can't have a bank account.
Point made, Bruce. You're making a lot of sense. I hope our audience takes it up seriously and starts pressing their congressional representatives. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Bruce.
As always.
Okay, I'll see you at the coffee shop where they donate their profits. Sounds really good.
I'll meet you there, and I'll bring cash. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. This is the Steve and Lou Show. We're with you Mondays, 5:30. Remember, the website, thestevemayoshow.com, for recordings of this show and past shows and some writings of great relevance to me and you. Before we get to the next call, I want to reiterate the point. All that print, newsprint, and talk and electronic transmission about Donald Trump, his viability, the civil war he's brewing in the Republican Party, all legitimate stories to be sure, but it's less time spent by our news producers, our news purveyors, the news readers and reporters about, to me, the real story, the real novel story, Lou. It is the past censorship by Twitter of legitimate news stories. We do know that going back to 2020, according to a poll, you can believe polls or not, but 12 or 16% of the voters who voted for Joe Biden said in this particular poll they would have voted for Donald Trump if they'd heard the particulars of the Hunter Biden laptop. So lest anybody tell you the idea of suppressing the laptop is impossible and foolhardy or a right-wing plot, answer them that and find out, well, where are the principles? Where are the news sources today, Lou, that are principled enough to say, you know what, we messed up. We should have covered that story. It's a legitimate story. Because, again, according to second and third-party sources, I'm not close to this story live at all, but according to reliable reports, President Joe Biden is implicated in some of the evidence taken from that laptop, and more. And it just does not seem to be something the mainstream press, whatever that is willing to convey, Lou. Because let's face it, they figure it helps conservatives, whether it's Trump or somebody else next time, again, you know, it won't be Trump for the Republicans, but it is in favor of the incumbent Democrat. And I think this very unfortunate regime, which I think hasn't got a clue on inflation, on border security. We should be talking about constitutional evasions of the free speech right given to us by our national constitution and the 50 state constitutions and more. Instead, we're talking about Republican Party infighting, Lou. I don't know.
Let's get to the callers. They've been waiting on the line here.
Here. Next caller. Hello, Vince.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good, Vince. We're just backed up with calls, so if maybe get to your most pertinent, important point, please, first. Go ahead.
Well, the last caller made a good point, and I would only highlight the fact, if you remember when the truckers in Canada were trying to raise funds for themselves, the tech world shut them down.
Yes, I remember.
They
that.
blocked their bank accounts. They could not set up a GoFundMe page. PayPal stopped accepting anything for them. So he makes a very good point.
Of course.
Okay? You see, when there's no money, they can just shut you down with your chip.
Vince, put nothing past the national government, at least under Joe Biden, because we know when somebody pointed out a need for some of our undocumented aliens for communication capabilities, it has been reported that 250,000 cell phones were given out to our newest immigrants.
That's true. Along with some free debit cards.
Without a doubt. And bus rides.
But the other thing of some interest, the absolutely ridiculous January 6th committee, I could have made book on this thing that they were going to refer the president for criminal charges. No doubt about it. Totally ridiculous crap. But one of the interesting things that's coming out.
Right.
In some of the information with Elon Musk and Twitter, he just made another dump of information.
Yes.
And something very incredible is it is now proven that our government, through the FBI, was actually paying money to Twitter to go through the trouble of blocking conservative and coronavirus people,
yep,
and anybody who supported Trump.
Vince, they were shutting down free speech. Now, it can be pointed out reasonably that it wasn't directly the government in Washington, but it's awfully close connection between the FBI and Twitter.
We can
read the tea leaves. Vince, wait a second. We can read the tea leaves. It leads right to the national government, the FBI, and other agencies.
This is called a conspiracy. This is a conspiracy.
You're right, Vince. And let me ask you something. Jamie Raskin, you know his face by now. Jamie Raskin, the big mouth character who is one of the leads on the Judiciary Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, so fascinated with President Trump's mistakes. Why doesn't he talk about the FBI warrant their investigations?
They don't want to talk about it. They don't care about it. These are your new fascists. Sieg Heil. That's their new motto. What we are seeing here is a direct involvement of your government with private entities to suppress your speech. That,
Vince, very
is
valid.
Unconstitutional.
I agree with you, and it wouldn't take many prosecutors from states to the federal prosecuting offices to find the connection in law. It's called the nexus. It's called the connection in legal terms. It should be the talk of Washington, Vince, and you're right.
Let's say the truth here, guys.
Say we need some honest jurists to stand up to these people.
Well,
I don't know if they're out there anymore.
Oh, there are. Let's hear from Lou on this.
Hold on, Vince, before you go. Hold on.
All right.
The Democratic, the extended arm of the Democratic Party is the media. Let's say the truth here. Let's say the truth, how they get away with things, what they do, whatever. They have the media, they have the entertainment world, they have all these people in their back pocket or whatever. It's hard to fight when you have numbers like this. That's hard to win these battles because of these numbers and who the money they have behind them. This is all George Soros' plan or whatever, how I see this.
And the media entertainment complex, and you can throw in the cable news, content providers like Netflix. I needn't mention their other names. They reinforce this message, Vince, Lou, with the message of leftism, wokeism, and we know the whole transgender movement reflected in our commercials and in the latest tawdry crap that comes from Hollywood, or more likely it comes from Vancouver, Canada, and other foreign places where the production costs are cheaper. Vince?
You've got to look at this too, Vince and Steve. They're saying they're predicting 4,000 people a week are going to be crossing the borders the next couple of weeks or whatever. And we can't.
8,000 a day.
Yeah,
8,000 a day right now.
This economy can't handle this.
Hold that point, Vince.
This economy cannot handle this or whatever.
Vince, what was your point? 8,000, you say?
Right now, before the Title 42 thing even expires.
Yeah.
8,000 people a day, and those are the ones that turn themselves in. There are another 1,000 or 2,000 people who run away,
yep,
that we see on video and with drones. They're running away. 1,000 to 2,000 a day are runaways,
yep,
coming into our country.
Vince, excellent point.
Thank you for raising it. I'll just end it with this, Steve,
yeah,
is that little baby James, your grandson, is 4 years from now is going to be starting school. When he starts school, he has to get all his shots, and your daughter's going to make sure he has all those shots and all those things. These people that are coming here, 4,000 people a day crossing the border here.
Yep.
You know,
law doesn't apply to them.
It doesn't apply to them. So all these things have to be done or whatever. That's why there's an outbreak of tuberculosis in this country that wasn't never before, an outbreak of bed bugs and all these other things.
Don't worry. We are the CDC. We have an inoculation for you. We have a vaccination for you. And you don't have to watch us on television. We don't need government inspectors or PR men. We will have the chain drugstores doing our plogging and plumping for you.
What do they know about these shots that they give you 20 years down the road?
I can tell you a lot of the shots are made in China. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. That's
Vince, thanks for your point. So, as always, provocative and interesting. And, hey, let's admit it. The media and their Democrat handmaidens want us to be talking about the troubles of the Republicans. I say the Democrats and the left have troubles of their own. I know we're one nation, and let's put party aside, but let's face it, there's bias, there's prejudice, and until now, Twitter has been a virtual bullhorn for the left-wing point of view. I hope Mr. Musk does not make it into a right-wing bullhorn, but tries to hew to the middle. That's our wish. This is the Lou and Steve Show here on WVOX. We're with you Mondays 5:30, and glad to be with you right after this commercial break at 14:60 a.m.
Greetings.
And keep an eye out for that mistletoe. AM 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lou Feliciano, my radio partner, Mondays at 5:30. Glad to be with you. 914-636-0110. Please call in. Just a little housekeeping very fast. Number one correction in earlier segment. I may have said the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's the House Judiciary Committee that apparently is charged with referring matters to the Justice Department.
Department of Justice.
Fault is mine. Also, last week, I forwarded a report of a Twitter ban at New Rochelle schools. That's not clear to me. I went to a meeting later in the week of the school board, and they did have some policies printed out. Not clear if it was Twitter or not. It was, I believe, a social media use policy that the New Rochelle School Board in its policy-making function and its tender mercies, tender attention to the news, decided to issue a use policy on, I suppose, computer internet usage, Lou, dear audience, in our schools. So if I was mistaken, please forgive me. It was given in good faith and given by a very good source. My final point is I think a point is to be made that maybe schools should not have such easy access to the internet. We do know the internet is prone to carry untruthful stories, lies, propaganda, and worse, hate speech from Iran, hate speech from Democrats and Republicans, without a doubt. Maybe our young children, maybe up till the 10th or 11th grade, should not have easy access to this. And if you want a rule, just see what you'd like to be enforced at your home. Why can't schools have the common sense and the attention to bad taste and even malevolent speech that most families practice and enforce at home? That's my view. What's yours? Let's go to our next caller. Hello, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you?
Just great. Great to hear Lorraine.
Hi. I think in order to have any type of change, it has to start at the local level. Right now, the Republican Party was handed something that they should take advantage of, and that is what happened at the library and having a person who is supposedly running for mayor has not made an announcement up on stage with the Farragon group. If the Republicans don't take advantage of this, they are fools. Absolute fools.
That's such a good point. Lorraine, I want you to finish your point. I know you have more to say, but I will tell you, I wrote a note to myself for tonight's show, and I do believe the salvation for not just Republicans, but for the nation ultimately, is to practice and respect and pay attention to local government. I am absolutely convinced, I can tell you and the audience, that I had a meeting with some local Republicans, not from New Rochelle, I will tell you, Lorraine, because, you know, there's some local New Rochelle rule where you can't have more than 1.5 Republicans in a room.
Right.
You know that. They're afraid some good change might break out. So this was in a neighboring town, and we did a postmortem on the election, and despite some, you know, five more congressional seat holders of the conservatives and the Republicans in the National House, and a little improvement on the Senate level. There were some really good advances that nobody hears about, but I learned from Assemblyman Tocci, I believe 5 more Republican assemblymen and 2 more senators, male and female, in the New York State Houses. And I told this group last week, we can all talk about the bias in the media. It exists. It always has, one way or another. And we all talk about Republicans getting less money than Democrats. Those are the reports I've read. But to me, more important, there is less Republican organization of conservative Democrats and Republicans in New York State, much of the Northeast, than in the rest of the country. I'm with you, Lorraine. We need more local organization. And if your leaders aren't leading, get rid of them.
But the thing is, as well, even, I mean, we know New Rochelle is totally a Democrat.
It's a machine.
Voting, you know, and that's who they're going to vote for. But then we should also be able to tell the Democrats what kind of person we want. I mean, because what happened at the library is disgraceful. And to think Yadira knew nothing about it, you're only fooling yourself. She's very knowledgeable, and she knew exactly what was going to go on.
I'm with you wholly.
Exactly.
There was a presentation. There was a presentation 2 weeks ago, just to bring our audience up to date, by a Louis Farrakhan organization. Lorraine, forgive me if I'm truncating this too much. But basically, we had something that if it were from the right side of the aisle, it would never have been scheduled, never mind tolerated.
Right.
And it would have been reported on by, let's call the national news or the Metro New York City news agencies. Lou?
I got to say something. We got a very big Jewish population in this city. Where is the Jewish population not making a stand on this? Here's a group of people that say the death, the devil, everything of Israel, and the Jews are evil and all this. How the heck are they getting away with not saying anything about this whole thing at the library?
You're
sorry.
Right.
That's how I see this.
Right. Thanks for raising it. But I also want to say that with our tax money, that goes first to the school district.
Yep.
And then they give it to the library.
Yep.
So they should also be making a statement.
Was this the school library or the public library?
The public library.
Yeah, so
the money first goes to the school district, and then they give it to the public library.
But remember, we have a vote on the library also. So the public has a say in that also, not just through a very slanted local board. Lorraine, thanks for the call. Thank you very much. Sorry other callers couldn't get to you tonight. We'll try next week. Lou and Steve say goodnight to you. Thank you for paying attention.
I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas to all. But all I can say is we shouldn't lose hope, even though the present president, not President Trump, the past president, but the present president said he's aware of the border problem, but there are more important things right now. That's a close paraphrase. 1460 W.